So regarding that, and I know a lot of you here are also interested in my misbehavior, but so I have a statement. This is to everyone here. Feel free to quote me, use it wherever you would like, but this is sincerely from my heart. And to be honest with you, I did have something prepared, but I just wanted to go with my gut kind of and just wrote something out of my heart because, you know, we could say all the words all day long, but it's only the words that come from the heart really matter. So I know this is an educational institution, and our purpose here is to learn about ourselves, to learn about one another, to explore, improve, professionally develop, and just it's just an ongoing process. But at the end of the day, yes, I am the SGA president, but at the same time, I'm also another human being who is flawed, and I am sure that I'll continue making these errors and face these challenges for my own consequences. But I know one thing. With all these errors and mistakes and things that I did which were totally unacceptable, they shaped me to who I am today, to where I am right now. Without me making, you know, these mistakes or errors in the past, I wouldn't be here right now standing in front of you. I wouldn't have any of these amazing opportunities that this institution and that the student body gave me. I definitely apologize for what I did because it was just totally unacceptable. I don't know why I said that. Rereading it after, you know, realizing that it hurt some of you, or a majority of you, I just reflected on it and I was like, why did I do this? Like, this isn't what I really wanted to say. And it was completely, like, what happened. I can't have an excuse for this. But I'm sorry to anyone who is deeply affected and troubled by this. And the only way moving forward, some of you don't know this, but I actually do have an appointment with Dr. Hart at 1:30 after this meeting to discuss my actions and how to move forward. And my initial plan was, after contacting Dr. Hart and getting the advice from Dr. Blake, was to come and reach out to the LGBTQIA community and sit in a face-to-face discussion. We can say all we want online, but at the end of the day, it's those conversations that we bring up to learn about the things that we thought otherwise, or thought differently about, or thought wrong about. And that's the only way to correct all these. So I apologize on behalf of myself. I put my team through so much, and they didn't deserve to take these bullets because of my actions, but I am sorry. And I swear, this is out of my heart, and I really mean every single thing. And I know a lot of people, you know, want to see action overnight, but I did, you know, with consultation from Dr. Blake and such, 2 days ago is when I emailed Dr. Hart and scheduled this appointment and such, just wanted to keep it on the low to just continue on growing, continue getting advice from these amazing leaders here on campus, and to just learn and just grow through what I did. So once again, I'm sorry to you, and I'm sorry to everyone from the LGBTQIA community. And I'm willing to sit, once I finish this meeting with Dr. Hart today, God willingly, to sit with you and talk with you about the issues that, you know, you go through and the community, the LGBTQIA community goes through to fix this. And you can't be against someone. Like, that's just not a thing. We all have our own beliefs and opinions and such, but at the end of the day, you can't be against a person. At the end of the day, what matters is the human soul. That's what brings us all together. That's why each and every one of us here is at this institution right now. We're trying to learn, we're trying to get a degree, we're trying to progress in life. And that's just the only way to go through it. Like, it's just a learning curve. And that's the whole point of going to essentially college, to develop that critical thinking, that compassion. And I'm running out of words, honestly. Like, no matter what I say, I can't fix what I've done. But again, only my actions will be able to do so. And once again, I'm sorry.